This is Wade Rathke, the Chief Organizer's Report on Workers' Hours and Productivity in U.S., U.K., Canada, and France. There was an interesting aside to the conversation about political break movements in Europe and the United States at the Acorn International meeting, when the discussion turned to what the election of Macron as President of France would mean to the renewed efforts to dilute the famous French labor code. Antoine Gantier, one of the senior organizers for Acorn's affiliate, Alliance Citoyenne Grenoble, pointed out what he saw as ironic, that for all of the corporate bashing of the labor code in France, French workers were more productive than those of other countries, including the United States and United Kingdom. I replied that I'd also seen numbers that indicated the U.S. workforce was more productive, but it was a minor point, and we moved on with the discussion. Nonetheless, it seemed important, so it kept nagging at me until I could look it all up. It turns out that Antoine and I were both right, but even where we were wrong, it illustrates the point, and unfortunately, why the corporatist movement is gaining ground in France. A fairly recent report on the latest 2014 statistics by the Office for National Statistics in Great Britain, comparing productivity across several measures for the G7, the most highly industrialized countries in the world, went through the numbers pretty closely. So the ledge Antoine was gripping firmly for the French working class was productivity per hour worked. There, German workers kicked everyone south side hard with a significant lead. French and American workers were pretty much what and what, but the French were very narrowly ahead, making Antoine and I more in agreement than either one of us might have realized at the time. Luckily, our Canadian and British organizers have stayed out of the conversation because they took up the rear guard on these issues, with Japan getting the worst mark, then Britain, then Canada, with even the much maligned Italian workers more productive per hour. When the GDP, or gross domestic product, was measured, the American workers were more than one-third higher per worker than the French. And the French led other G7 countries in second place, with Italy right behind them and Germany farther back. Once again, Canada was only ahead of the UK and Japan. But where it really gets dicey was looking at the hours worked per week over the 20-year period between 1993 and 2014. In 1993, workers in the G7 were relatively close together. The average was slightly over 33 hours per week, with the U.S. at a tad over 35 hours per week and Japan over 36, with France close to 32 hours per week and Germany just below 30. Sweat forward 20 years, and France's hours worked per week per worker was down a full 5 hours, while the U.S. workers had only dropped a smidgen to a little under 35 hours per week. Italy, Japan, the UK, and Canada were all around 33 hours, and Germany was around 26 hours per week, and France was around 28 hours per week. These may not reflect victories that French grandfathers won as much as what their fathers delivered. The weaknesses of the U.S. labor movement and the strength of U.S. business and their political allies have forced American workers to continue to keep their shoulders to the wheel. Take the lack of family and sick leave in the U.S. as a prime example of this. French corporations pushing for labor law reform, perhaps even UK interests trying to keep British workers farther away from European standards, clearly have their hearts set on holding the line on productivity and increasing automation and fighting hammer and tong to get more hours worked per week, and are committed to chaining Macron to that wheel until he delivers. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.